I'm Gareth Mitchell, and still to come, the Radio Amateur gauging how hi-fi the Wi-Fi is on the one laptop per child. Now then, doctor, help! My games console might have vibrating controllers and amazing graphics, but the experience still isn't quite realistic enough. I'm doing my doctor's voice now, by the way. Yes, many patients report these symptoms. I therefore prescribe a special vest that uses miniature pneumatic rams to simulate bullet hits, shrapnel, and explosions. Well, yes, wouldn't it be great if doctors really were that cool? Well, luckily, Dr. Mark Ombrellaro, an American vascular surgeon, really is that cool, because he's developed what he calls the Third Space Vest, and he set up a company called TM Games to market it. And what it does is it brings haptics in gaming, in other words, the sense of touch, to the body, as well as just to the hands. And Mark's also developed a helmet that even expands that being shot experience to the head. Well, earlier Mark popped in to give me a demo on a title called Incursion.
I should describe what I'm wearing, which is a helmet and a vest, and it looks a bit like one of those Kevlar bulletproof vests that you see war correspondents and troops wearing, which is appropriate for the game that I'm playing at the moment, because it's a first-person shooting that game, and not a lot was happening as I was describing that, but suddenly all these opponents have found that I'm here, all these characters in the game. So yes, so I'm wearing the vest, I'm wearing the hat, and within the hat and the vest are all kinds of actuators that can simulate the feeling of gunshots, of shrapnel, and so as you hear, this is me firing my gun here. At the moment, not a lot is happening as far as the haptics, the sense of touch is concerned, but now it's all kicking off. Oh my goodness, somebody's shooting me from behind, and I can simultaneously feel four bullets going into me from behind. It's the weirdest feeling. Not amazingly pleasant, but then this was never meant to be a pleasant experience, but as it's just adding a whole extra level to the gameplay. I'm taking shots in the head, shots behind me, and there's just been a massive explosion, and I've simultaneously felt what I think must be shrapnel going into my chest and going all the way up my back as well. I need a rest. Right, so we're going to put the game on pause for a minute. Let's speak to Mark Ombrella, who's the brains behind this torture. We turned the sound down on the game, but Mark, amazingly, the haptics are still carrying on. As I'm speaking to you, I'm still feeling shots and shrapnel in my chest. So tell me a bit more about this vest.
You bet. So the vest was originally designed for a medical application, if you will, for telehealth, the ability to do a remote physical exam from a doctor in a remote location. And what we ended up doing is taking that same technology and bringing that to a consumer application, namely the video game environment. So what's happening, we use a pneumatic-based system, so they're little air cells. And as a surgeon, I've got them designed over key anatomic points, like if you're really getting shot, what would be critical points of interest. There are 8 impact zones, if you will, 4 in the front and 4 in the back is how we have the vest designed. But with the software that's put into the game, you're not just limited to the actual impact of the bullet. We can do ground effects. So like if your character jumps off a platform and lands, you get that jolt to the back as you land and feel that effect. We can also do things like G-force effects if you're in a vehicle driving through a video game environment. So it's more than just the impact of the shots, if you will.
And as well as doing the chest and the back, you're doing the head as well. And you've made me wear this helmet that looks like a kind of high-tech military helmet. And you've got a load of these hydraulic things in here too, then.
Correct. We have actually 6 additional impact zones, if you will, front, back, side, side. Plus we have 2 little goodies, one over each ear for near misses, or if you can hear the bullets and feel them fly by.
You get the whole ricochet effect.
Exactly.
And I've been shot in the head several times, mainly down to my very lame gameplay, it has to be said. And my goodness, you certainly feel it when you get shot in the forehead, you know you're in trouble.
Yep. Well, there's supposed to be a consequence to it. So, you know, one thing that's very interesting is that people are concerned about video games and playing a shooter game and the violence associated with that and how people get disassociated when they just live in a video environment alone. And one of the interesting things, as you've experienced, is that as you play the game, you're actually understanding the consequence to those actions. And you are physically responding as you're playing the game. From a physician's perspective, it's quite interesting because it's actually putting a lot of the consequence back into the video game that nobody has that understanding about anymore. They're a little dissociated from it.
So the principle here is pneumatic. That must mean that there's a time lag, and that's critical in many kinds of gaming, isn't it? So can that potentially spoil the gaming experience?
It's actually no time lag. With the code embedded into the game, it's instantaneous. In fact, as your character is taking damage in the code, at the code level, it's already triggering the jacket. So in some cases, you may notice it by feeling it faster than you will by the visual cues on the screen.
So this is faster than the graphics card?
Sometimes, yes, it can be.
Okay, right. So enough chatting, I think.